Today, we are going to talk to Paul, who's currently driving in Bohol. In the studio, we have Tim, Alan, and Ronak, and we're going to talk about Soccer for Change. Good day, everyone.
Good day, Mariel.
Hi.
Hi, Mariel.
Thanks for coming over, and thanks for your time, Paul, from Manila and from Bohol in the Philippines.
From Bohol,
Yes, Bohol. Tell us about Soccer for Change.
Well, I think effectively what we've done is we've got a program here, Leaders for Change, where we've had a number of programs, mainly with volunteers coming over with support of some universities, primarily MIT University. We had a group come over about 18 months ago, Tim. I forget now. Is it 50?
Yeah.
We had a group come here, media students, and Tim was one of them doing some photography. And I guess about probably in 12 months now or so ago, we had a talk. Tim came to me with an idea of bringing a group of soccer players, trainers, to do a program for the kids here, Soccer for Change. So we've worked on that over a period of time, and Tim in particular has done most of the work and most of the fundraising. And I think now we've got five of the guys coming over, and we've got some students from local schools here who are terribly excited about the whole thing, and they'll be doing drills, and then we'll be having a full-on comp, and it's just going to be great for the whole area here. So I'm very excited for the whole thing.
How did you convince young Filipinos to play soccer when basketball is like the sport over there?
They're into anything actually here. They just love their sport. The kids love their sport. And it is sort of 99% basketball, of course. But look, the last couple of months, I actually noticed there's been a few, what do they call them, like inter-sports competitions. And I saw a couple of soccer goals set up. So somehow it's starting to creep in here. I know there was a bit of work done in Manila in setting up soccer clubs for kids that were on the streets and out of school youth, I think. So maybe some of that's permeated through the system. But the problem here is that there's no money for equipment. So you see most of the basketball fields there, there's no nets, very badly damaged sort of set up there, and they play on a bit of cement. So and there's not that much area either for soccer fields because there's so many people everywhere. But we've got a couple of locations set up, and I think they're just excited for something new.
So Leaders for Change helps young Filipinos, particularly those in Bohol?
Look, it's primarily sort of a mix. It's across various areas from sort of education and health and livelihood programs. But we're actually also looking at a farming type project in permaculture. But, you know, sports is one of those things that brings people together, brings the kids together. There's also quite a few social issues here, and shabu, which is like a crystal meth, and alcoholism, and some other social problems. That by bringing kids together, you've also got a chance to talk about some of these things. So that's also part of the plan.
Tim, this is your second time going back to Manila, to Bohol particularly. What sparked your interest to return? What was it about Bohol that captured your heart?
Well, I suppose when we had the chance to go there with RMIT last year, it was just, I was talking about it with you last year, it was just an amazing experience seeing so many friendly people, trying the food, the ube ice cream as well.
So you're coming back for the ube ice cream?
Pretty much. That was the reason to come back. No, and I suppose really when I had a chat to Paul over there, and we had spoke about the idea of maybe running soccer clinics, and I found Paul's programs quite inspirational in a sense, what he was doing. And I was thinking, how can I contribute? What's a good way to give back? So I didn't have the expertise in permaculture or anything like that, but I've been a passionate soccer player for a number of years, and I thought this is something that my club, Monash University Caulfield Soccer Club, would really like to be involved with. So I tried to gauge some interest of people who wanted to come along, and Alan and Ronnie and Matthew Frost and Michael Ogoki, who are not here, were all really passionate and have really jumped on board. And that's, it's been really good.
And did it take a lot of convincing, Ronak?
Not really, it's just the same interest and opportunity to transfer your passion to the young kids. It's a really great opportunity, so I thought, why not?
Alan?
pretty similar response to Ronnie here, but for me it was just an issue of trying to balance out the uni schedule, exam schedule, things like that. But I was very keen to go and be involved with Tim and the group, and it was just working out the logistics of it that was the real issue.
For the two of you, it's your first time to travel to the Philippines in Bohol in particular. What are your expectations, Alan?
Really non-existent so far. I mean, I know Tim had a great experience this first time going, and honestly, I don't really know what to expect. I mean, it's a good way to just experience a new culture, get to help out some children or teenagers, just with something we're all passionate about, and it'll be a good learning experience for us and hopefully for the kids as well.
The Philippines has been in the center of media attention lately with the war on drugs and all that. Are you scared, Ronak?
Don't think so. I think there are problems everywhere. It's just how you deal with it, probably. And what we're doing is basically to direct kids into the right direction instead of going into a wrong direction. So I think we're going to do the right thing. And somebody will be watching over us to do the right, direct into the right directions.
And how are you preparing for this? So instead of bringing supplies, if I'm not mistaken, because you're there, you're going to bring soccer boots, you're going to buy balls, nets, and all that, and you're going to source them all out from the Philippines, correct?
Yes.
We have sourced some of the equipment already. So we've had a donation of soccer balls from the club, some old balls that the club wasn't using but are still in good condition. And we've also got some shirts that we're going to bring across and hopefully donate to some of the kids there. But, yeah, some of the... I guess we're going to have to be quite creative with how we source some of the equipment, such as goals. But just speaking to Paul about it, he said, you know, there's fishing nets available. There's different
yes.
ways of...
In the Philippines, you have to be creative.
Yeah.
So looking forward to your visits?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll hear back from you. Come back again here and tell us all about your experience.
Definitely.
Thank you for coming over, and thank you, Paul, for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronak, Alan, and Tim. And we'll see you when you get back here.
Okay. Cheers. Thanks very much.
And for anyone who wants to help, Soccer for Change is still...
Yeah, so you can still donate to our GoFundMe page, which is online, and hopefully we can share the link.
Soccer for Change. Thank you very much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.